Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, man. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I think I finally did get reconnected with this sorry station. You know, you're not supposed to talk about station over the air, but they just get on my last ever loving nerve. Anyway, welcome back. It's 9/19/19. And not sure what that means, but anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show and it's on blogtalkradio.com. I broke open the show with, I talked a little bit about, I guess I can go back over it to some degree. Shout out to Queen Jewel Cavis, who's watching the show. Shout out to Diana Glenn. Shout out to Michael Mazak and everybody who listens to, watches, peruses, partakes of my nonsense every Thursday. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So I talked a little bit about Schoolhouse Rock. Some of y'all, shout out to my son, Ron Kelly Jr., who has a show. Check him out. You know, I really loved Schoolhouse Rock when I was a little kid. I loved Schoolhouse Rock. I thought that was the greatest thing ever. And nowadays kids have tablets. Back in the day, we didn't have any tablets. And I'm not kicking the kids back in today, but I used to love Schoolhouse Rock. I really did. Schoolhouse Rock was the bomb back in the day. And some of y'all who come from that time know what I'm talking about, Schoolhouse Rock. I'm not going to date any of us. Schoolhouse Rock ended in 1985. That was the last time it was on the air. I mean, they tried to bring it back a couple of times, but it didn't work. Schoolhouse Rock. I used to love Schoolhouse Rock. You know, you learn more in school from Schoolhouse Rock. You learn more. I would learn more in those 3 minutes than I learned all week long. Because Schoolhouse Rock, I actually paid attention. Anyway, it's 25 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And on blogtalkradio.com, Atlanta, who that's where the first R. Kelly Show, Ron Kelly Show digital billboard has gone up. So we see my handsome face flashing at the marketplace. I'll get this right. The marketplace at Town Center in Atlanta is the first Ron Kelly Show billboard. Now, I didn't build a thing. I just uploaded my media to it. And my handsome face is flashing across Marketplace Boulevard in Atlanta. It's just the first of many R. Kelly Show billboards that are going up. Los Angeles, Detroit, Dallas, St. Louis, Chicago. One at a time, we're putting these, because we have to monitor, because this stuff has to be paid for. So one at a time, we're putting these, boards up. These billboards up, and you will see my handsome face as we begin our national advertising campaign to push the envelope across the table. It's the Ron Kelly show. So there's an e-cig ban going on in New York for the folks who are listening locally. I know we have a national audience. I try to keep things on a national level. The e-cig ban, you know, black folks, and I don't, you know, I don't like to talk about race too much. I mean, not on aggressive, unless it's something serious. But, you know, black folks don't smoke e-cigs. You know, we don't mess around. I mean, there's probably some black folk people who do, and I don't know the reason why. Probably is because e-cigs are expensive. You know, like two of those cartridges cost like $30. So, you know, black folks are like, give me a pack of Newports. And we just deal with the Newports. But, yeah, there's a ban in New York State. And the governor of New Jersey is researching. He didn't go out like Governor Cuomo did, but he's researching to find out, trying to figure out what's going on with this, with these respiratory failures and people dying from the e-cigarettes. And I'll tell you exactly what the problem is. E-cigarettes are expensive. E-cigarettes are expensive. And anytime you have something that's selling that's very expensive, that's popular, there's going to be people out there who are going to try to make it at a cheaper price. And you know, if it's cheaper, cheaper is not, ain't always better, especially with something you're inhaling into your body or something you're putting to your body. Cheaper is not always better. And there are black market, because you got the vaping places, vaping shops all over the place. And I would bet that some of these vape shop owners are selling black market cartridges as they're making a profit. So I would bet dollars to donuts, like they used to say, that there are people who are vape in those vape stores. You see them all over the place, not cigar lounges like where I hang at, but vape stores, and they are selling these vape, the black market vape. Now, I don't know which store, so don't try to get me sued. I don't know which store. But there are, I would bet that there are vape store owners who are buying the black market cartridges because they're cheaper. Because I know the Juul costs like $30 a cartridge. And shout out to Queen Juul Capers, who says they're making a bundle of money. Yes, they are making a bundle of money. But you see, you know, when stuff got to happen to white people before, stuff got to happen to white folks before they start addressing it. You know, because black people was smoking crack and dying, losing their homes, and black folks were caught up in the grips of crack and dope, and nobody said nothing. Why? Because it was happening in the black community. Now, is it racist? I can't say. Everything is not racist, and I try to push that to you people. Everything is not racist. But when black folks were dying and ODing, they didn't have the Narcan, where the police were carrying around Narcan to revive you if you had an episode. You know, shout out to Shakima D. Ford. Shakima D. Ford, shout out to Shakima D. Ford. Get with her. She can help you. Shakima D. Ford Financial Services, LLC. She ain't no joke. She ain't, look, you know, y'all know, let me just deviate from what I was talking about for a minute. Y'all know I don't put fake people on my radio show. I don't care how much they want to pay me. I don't put fake people on my radio show. I don't put people on my radio show. I don't mention people on my radio show who I don't believe in 100%. I believe in Shakima D. Ford. You got an issue. Drop your ego and get with this lady and let her help you. So back to the e-cig thing. Now, again, black folks are going through stuff, nobody says nothing. See, when white folks are going, and it's just the power, it's the powers that be. That's what it is. I'm not saying it's racism or anything like that. It's the powers that be. The people who are in charge of everything are going to care more about their people than they're going to care about yours. Remember the shout out to Michael Pinckney. You remember the black man, shout out to Diana Glenn. Love you, my sister. Remember the black man's revenge when, with John Travolta, it was kind of a stupid movie. But John Travolta was, the premise of the movie was that the black people was in charge of everything. White folks were like us, you know, nobody. And it was John Travolta, it was Harry Belafonte. I think John Travolta worked for Harry Belafonte. But when the black folks were in charge in this movie, the black folks looked out for themselves. They didn't look out for the white people. Because we black folks are in charge. So everything is not racism now. The people who are in charge are going to look out for themselves, and they're not going to look out for the people who don't have no power. The people who are in power are going to look out for themselves. They're not looking out for you and me. So everything is not, we have to think about this with clarity, because when we think about racism, first thing you do is get mad. So we don't want to think about things as being racist. Some things are just the way it is. So just like with the crack, when the people were smoking crack and, you know, and people would, you know, just the other day, I didn't mean to laugh about it because it wasn't funny. I apologize to my audience. But there was a guy who they left him. They put him out. They rolled him up in the red carpet. And I said, at least they gave him the red carpet treatment on the way out. But they rolled him up in the carpet and they left him in front of the Starbucks. I guess he's going to get up and get a cup of coffee. They rolled him up in the carpet and left him at the Starbucks, 150-something street in New York City the other day. Now that when black folks were dying, ODing and dying, nobody cared. But now when white folks started dying, and I'm not being racist, I'm not, this is no conspiracy theory, race theory, this is just how it went down. Black folks were dying, nobody cared. When white folks started dying, and, you know, because when white folks started dying, that's when they started passing out the Narcan. So when you come upon a white person, I don't know if they're using it on blacks or they choose not to use it on blacks. I'm not saying that because I don't know. But now they're passing out the Narcan so they can revive you if you have, if you lose consciousness. Before, they should just put ice down your pants or whatever. You know, they didn't have Narcan and all the stuff they had now. Shout out to Francesca Nunez. Shout out to Queen Jewel Capers, who said, just had a convo with her daughter about the vapes. I learned that they have different strength of the level of nicotine in them. She said, you have to read the ingredients that they have in them. Vape is a big money maker for anyone who sells it. Well, yeah. See, that's why, you know, because vaping was on its way to putting the tobacco business out of business, you know, because, see, like I said, people just buy a pack of Newports. I smoke cigars myself. I don't smoke cigarettes and I don't vape. But you see, things have to happen to a certain certain ethnic group before they start doing anything about it. It's 25 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who was the program director of 107.5 WBLS, who I've, we kick it back and forth. We see what happens. Oh, yeah. You might hear your boy on the open line one day. Who knows? But that's the whole idea, to take this thing to the next level. All right. It's 25 minutes before the hour, and you're listening to Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Yeah, so if you got a kid and they're vaping, you know, do stop your kid from vaping, because it's not a good idea. And people are, especially with the black market, you don't know black market. Because again, Juul, J-U-U-L, that Juul is probably the biggest manufacturer of vaping right now, of vaping. And those cartridges are expensive. I'm like, wow, they're like $30, $35 for cartridges. I mean, you probably get a lot of smoke out of it, but. And I've seen people vape, and it looks like when they blow the smoke out, it's like the house is on fire. You know, there's a big, huge cloud of smoke that comes out. I'm like, man, that looks kind of scary. But if you have children who vape because they have these flavors, bubblegum, Captain Crunch, and all this type of stuff, they have these flavors. And so if you have a child who vapes, If you can stop them, shout out to Billy Moss. If you can stop your kid from vaping, do try. You know. Anyway, I talked a little bit earlier before I started having the technical difficulties. I talked a little bit about the Constitution of the United States of America, and you know, the Constitution, besides the part about black folks being cattle and property, besides that part, the 646-668-2838 is bono, by the way. People complain, never give it out. 646-668-2838. Anybody from the national area wants to call into the radio show and challenge me, 646-668-2838. So the Constitution of the United States was a good idea at the time. Like I said, besides the part about black folks being cattle and property, I think they had a good idea, you know. And I, if you hear, when I'm on Facebook, I'm on social media because I have to be, not because I really want to be. And I see people kicking the countries back in all the time. Complain about the United States of America. And I tell you, compared to some other countries, this ain't the worst place to live. You know, compared to some other countries, this is not the worst place to live. But all we do is kick the back in. Police brutality. Someone must hang on police brutality. Someone must hang on the Negro women of distinction or whatever. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I saw something on Facebook today. Negro women of something. I just can't do this. It wasn't the worst idea, you know. Like I said, once again, besides the part about us being cattle, because look, this place where they have no, sometimes you got to count your blessings. There's places where they have no. Shout out to Billy Moss who said the Cowboys. That's right. That's why, you know, I represent for my squad. I represent Cowboys in the house. Thank you, Billy. Super Bowl Cowboys and Patriots in the Super Bowl. You heard it here. September 19th, 2019. Cowboys and Patriots in the Super Bowl in Miami. Okay. So, the Constitution, again, there's places where there's no Constitution, like Russia. You know, they can run up in your house. They don't need no warrant. They can do whatever they want to do to you. You have no recourse. The police shoot you, you just shot. You know, you can't sue. You have no rights. If they can do whatever they want to do. In a lot of these countries, they can do whatever they want to do. When they are interrogating you, they can torture you. They can beat the crap out of you. They can do whatever they want to do because there is no constitution. There is no guarantees. There are no guarantees. But at least in America, and I have my issues with America too now, but in America, at least you do have some protections, because when the framers, when the people who wrote the Constitution of the United States of America, they knew that they wanted to make sure that you would really be free, and so they wrote it where, okay, like illegal search and seizure, you know. I think there's amendments. Some of these things weren't in the Constitution when it was written, but some things, you know, came along later, like Miranda rights. Like, you know, they have to tell you, you have a right to an attorney, you have a right when you're brought into the police station. I mean, sometimes people get roasted because not everybody upholds the law. There are a lot of people who enforce the law who don't uphold the law. There's plenty of them. So I get that. I understand that. But the United States of America isn't the worst place to live. You know, and every time you turn around, people are kicking the country's back in. Oh, it's this, oh, it's that, oh, it's that. Oh, really? It could be a lot worse. Trust and believe, it could be a lot worse. I'm not supposed to drink water on the air. But anyway, my show, I do what I want. 19 minutes before the hour. Okay, one more quick break because I didn't take the last one because the system was going exploding. But we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back and wrap this thing up. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkittPromotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkittPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A plus rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Okay, no more commercials. All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 16 minutes before the hour, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Queen Jill Cables, who says, your protection is money, a great attorney, and friends in high places. Folks are constantly bending and embellishing the rules. Yeah, yeah. See, that's the, that, but that's not how the people who wrote the Constitution meant for it to turn out. That's not how they meant for it to turn out. That's just how it turned out. Because as time progressed and we moved into the future, these are the things that were born out of the Constitution. Because nowadays people are bending and breaking the rules, in order to get, people are breaking the rules. There was a story I meant to talk about. A principal who solicited a kid, and he gets probation. Let me just bring it up here. I should have had it up already. I need to learn how to type faster. Ex-principal who sought sex from teen boy gets probation. Now, this is a Denville principal. Paul Iantosca, Denville principal, gets 2 years. I hope this doesn't come on. Okay, yeah. Paul Iantosca gets the former Denville middle school principal who attempted to solicit sex from an underage former student was sentenced 2 years probation on Friday for child abuse. Now, Paul Iantosca will be required to undergo mental health treatment with a psychotherapist as part of the sentence, is barred from contacting the six-year-old and his family. The former principal of Valley View Middle School retired this summer after pleading guilty, so he gets to keep his pension, after pleading guilty to fourth-degree crime of child abuse, which carries a maximum 18-month jail sentence and a maximum $10,000 fine. He forfeited all certificates that permitted him to work as a principal, supervisor, and teacher in public schools as part of the plea deal. There's nothing I can say that can unring from further, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the victim. I'm sorry for the family. I'm sorry to my family and the district and what I put everybody through. Now, he was arrested in May after sending the student sexual messages on Snapchat and arranging to meet him in a Denville parking lot. The student told police that the principal said he wanted to have some fun and see the student naked. This is a principal, for God's sakes. A planned meeting between the two never transpired after a Denville police officer arrived at the parking lot instead and took the principal into custody. The former principal told police he planned to take the student to another location for oral sex. Now, this man, the victim's mother said in a statement on Friday that he also track down the boy's brother, 13-year-old brother, who was a student. He asked about the older brother. So this guy was a sexual predator. He's supposed to be a principal. He was a sexual predator. Now, he was an educator in New Jersey for 27 years, 11 of them as a principal in Hale, and is earning $156,000 a year as a principal. $156,000 a year as a principal. So you can imagine what his pension is going to be. He retired. They didn't say anything about him losing his pension. They didn't say anything about him losing his freedom. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Who I watched, who used to host Real Social Talk. Who I watched some of those old Real Social Talks. They're still on Blog Talk Radio, Lamont. Your Real Social Talk. The episodes of Real Social Talk, Lamont used to host on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, so you have a. So this is a privilege. I mean, and I get it, Queen Jewel. I get it that. You know, this prince, people do, the Constitution was, like I said, the Constitution has been used, has been corrupted. It's been corrupted, but it wasn't the worst idea. I think the idea of having a Constitution to have built-in protections for folks so they don't get, you know, the power of the state is kept in check with Miranda warnings and having to secure warrants. I mean, yeah, people have corrupted the system. People use the system the wrong way. Just like you take a handgun and turn it into an AR-15. But for the beginning, at least in the beginning, when they first put the Constitution together, they did have the right idea. 11 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, thank you. I might hop back on the mic at some point. Yeah, Lamont, because it's shout out to Queen Jewel Cables. I'll get to you in a second. But yeah, it's very, you know, it's just my love of radio that's kept me on the radio, really, because, you know, some days I just don't want to do it. A couple of times I just didn't want to do it. But, you know, I continue to do it because this is what I like to do. And then people tell me not to stop doing it. So, you know, I've heard from a lot of folks all across the country who have intimated to me not to stop doing the broadcast. So I have stopped doing broadcasts. And sure, Lamont, no problem. You check me out, I check you out. Okay, so shout out to Queen Jewel Cables. Says the Constitution wasn't written in protection. Of course not. The Constitution was not written. At the time the Constitution was written, the black person was one-third of a human. Two-thirds, one-third. It wasn't a whole. So, no, the Constitution was not written for us. You see, so this is why, you know, I don't understand why our people are so shocked and amazed when something happens. Shout out to Queen Jewel Cables, who says there's documents on the books that come up every so many years to vote. To keep African Americans to be free. African Americans will never be slaves again. That's ridiculous. You know, I understand that they do that, but African Americans will never be slaves again. You know, that's just not going to happen. You know, that's just some kind of symbolic nonsense. You know, just like they come up with votes for reparations. It never happens. You know, the vote never takes place. And I don't believe the vote ever takes place for this. But no, you're right that the Constitution was not written for black folks because black folks weren't people at the time. They had to have amendments like the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. You know, because as I've said in the past, the movement died when Dr. Martin Luther King died. The movement died. Because there hasn't been a piece of legislation that has been passed or even proposed since the death of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King was responsible for the Civil Rights Act. He was responsible for the Voting Rights Act. See, Dr. King was a threat to the filthy white man. Dr. King was a threat to the white man. He was a threat because Dr. King, see, because you know, Reverend Al Sharpton, I have respect for you, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson, and some of these other folks who are running around here. You know, I respect them, but they're not a threat. No one will ever kill Jesse Jackson. He'll never be assassinated. Reverend Al Sharpton will never be assassinated because they're not threats. They're not threats. They're not going to spark this nation into, or the black people into, to take action. Neither one of them. There's no black leader today who's going to spark us into a revolt. Now, I mean a peaceful revolt. I don't mean get guns and go kill people. I don't mean that. I'm not saying that. I don't want the FBI knocking on my door. But the Reverend Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and some of these other folks, they're not threats. See, Dr. Martin Luther King was a threat because there were white folks who didn't want black people to progress. So when they killed Dr. Martin Luther King, they killed movement, because since Dr. Martin Luther King died, there's been no movement at all. It's just talk. Everybody's talking. Talk, giving each other awards. I've never seen so many black folks give you. I mean, every time you turn around, there's an award ceremony. Award for what? Award for what? Every time you turn around, locally, it's the brownstone. People are patting each other on the back. For what? Black community's in shambles, and people are sitting around here patting each other on the back. Oh, you deserve an award. No, you don't. No, you don't. I don't even really accept them anymore. No thanks. You know, 'cause I don't want to stand up there and accept an award and I haven't done anything to earn it. So we're going up here stroking each other's egos, having these banquets and this stuff, and the community's still in shambles. But while you're having a banquet, I mean, come on. Give me a break. You're having a banquet. The community's in turmoil, and you're having a banquet, you know, giving yourself an award. And it's happening not just locally, New Jersey, but all around the country. Black folks are awarding each other. Person of the year, man of the year. They haven't earned nothing. I mean, it's just, I just can't take it. I don't accept awards anymore. Unless it's coming from my radio work. I don't accept because I haven't done anything. What have I done to accept an award? And a lot of these folks who are getting these awards haven't done anything either. Black community, we just, one thing we do better than anybody else is give each other awards. And I just don't understand it. 5 minutes before the hour. All right, it's been the end of the week. We got a couple of nice days coming up. It's been a little nippy, chilly lately. We got 3 or 4 days of great weather coming up. So if you didn't get a chance to do what you wanted to do, you got a couple days left. The 80s from now, from tomorrow, all the way up until Monday, 80s, 4 days in a row. So get out there and go do something to be safe. All right, I'm going to break out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening, watching, perusing the Ron Kelly Show. And shout out to the folks in Atlanta who probably turn tuned in tonight and then the show goes bluey. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody who listens to the Ron Kelly Show every week. Thank you, Lamont and Sharon Allen Chambers and all the folks who Queen Jewel Capers and all y'all who partake of me every Thursday night. And we're going to be on every Thursday night. We're not going to do the once a month thing. We're going to be on every Thursday night. Lamont Gates, you're welcome to step in. Welcome to co-host with me anytime. I know you do have radio experience. All right, everybody, I'm breaking out of here. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm out of here.